You're listening to SBS News.
Mass testing of Russia's first potential COVID-19 vaccine to get domestic regulatory approval is to involve more than 40,000 people. The project's backers say the Phase 3 trial will be overseen by a foreign research body when it starts next week. Head of the Russian Direct Investment Fund, Kirill Dmitriev, says post-registration research complies with international standards.
На следующей неделе фактически начнется пострегистрационное исследование.
The post-registration research on more than 40,000 patients starts next week. In full compliance with the international standards, it will be a randomized, double-blind clinical research with placebo control. It's important research that will go alongside with vaccination of the risk groups.
Важнейшее исследование, которое будет проходить параллельно с вакцинацией.
These are the first details on the shape and size of the upcoming late-stage trial of the vaccine given by its developers, who are aiming to allay concerns among some scientists about the lack of data provided by Russia so far. The vaccine, called Sputnik V, after the world's first satellite launched by the Soviet Union, has been hailed as safe and effective by Russian authorities and scientists following 2 months of small-scale human trials, the results of which have not been made public yet. But Western experts have been more skeptical, warning against its use until it has cleared all internationally approved testing and regulatory steps. Meanwhile, Cuba is set to begin clinical trials next week of a potential coronavirus vaccine called Soberana-01, developed by its state-run Finlay Institute, with results due in February. The institute's director, Vicente Verez-Bencomo, says its vaccine is being tested on animals and has been found to induce a high number of antibodies within a week.
We have been able to demonstrate that this vaccine induces a high number of antibodies in mice in the first 7 days. It induces a high response in rabbits. There are other experiments on other animals, such as rats. We are doing the experiments with hamsters to do the virus inhibition experiments in the civil defense laboratories.
The potential coronavirus vaccine is to be delivered in 2 injections during the trials that will involve 676 people aged between 19 and 80 years and concludes on January 11th. The island nation prides itself on its biopharmaceutical industry, begun by former revolutionary leader Fidel Castro, which is also an important hard currency earner and already produces several vaccines. Spain's top coronavirus expert has delivered a stern warning for the public, especially younger people, to be responsible amid a surging number of infections linked to nightlife and socialization during the summer holidays. The head of Spain's Health Emergency Coordination Center, Fernando Simón, says younger people should take into account that they can infect older relatives that could suffer more serious consequences of COVID-19.
Que nadie se confunda. Las cosas no van bien.
Nobody should be fooled. Things are not going well, and if you want some information, I'll give it to you, but I think it's time to stop. The fact that we detect a lot does not imply that there is no transmission. There is still transmission, and every day we have more transmission.
Cada día tenemos más transmisión.
The health ministry added 7,000 new cases on Thursday to the total tally of nearly 378,000 infections since the beginning of the pandemic, the highest number in Europe. Nearly half of the newly notified cases had been diagnosed in the previous 24 hours. The total death toll rose to almost 29,000 with 16 new fatalities. Dr. Simón says Spain is currently conducting around 60,000 tests per day on average, and that most are targeted to suspected cases, thus helping bring to the surface many cases that in the past went unnoticed. He suggested that Spain was topping infection charts in Europe because new infections are being identified among those without symptoms or before they developed them. Britain has dropped Croatia from its quarantine-free list, giving thousands of Britons just 2 days to return to the United Kingdom to avoid having to self-isolate for 14 days. Transport Minister Grant Shapps announced the changes on Twitter, also adding Austria and Trinidad and Tobago to the list. It's the latest in a series of adjustments on quarantine policy as Britain tries to prevent importing new infections from hotspots overseas. Germany has also issued a warning against travel to parts of Croatia as Europe's largest economy battles to contain a rising number of coronavirus cases during the summer season. Croatia has seen a spike in the number of cases in recent days, with 219 fresh coronavirus infections registered on Wednesday alone, bringing the total number to 7,074 in the Adriatic holiday hotspot. And the United States' top infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has had surgery to remove a polyp on his vocal cord. A spokeswoman for the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which he heads, says he's at home and resting. Dr. Fauci has been one of the most prominent U.S. government health officials during the COVID-19 pandemic. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.